Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Cheers! Cheers. I don't even have a full glass because we definitely already started drinking, but that's all right.
I decided to cheers with a bottle like it says in the intro, so.
Love it.
Or drink.
And we're not sharing the same bottle of wine, by the way, because we each like different types of wine. I have a Chardonnay and she has a Pinot Grigio.
Yes.
Let us know in the comments or on Instagram, what's your wine of choice if you're a wine drinker? I also like red. I like a good cab, like a Napa cab. You don't like red.
I don't like red. No. I'm not a fan.
All right. I also never said welcome to episode 28 of the Sisters. Like Us podcast. Allie's trying to do eight if you're with her fingers if you're watching on YouTube. So I feel like we both have a lot to talk about.
Because, so much to talk about.
Yeah. First off, I know I feel like we've said this a million times. We are loving the new format and loving recording weekly. It just takes a lot of pressure off. But because we didn't record last week while I was out of town, it's been a while since we've been able to chat.
And something really important happened the week you were out of town.
And I was actually before I left.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Taylor Swift dropped a new album. Well, basically two albums.
Mm-hmm. Basically a double album.
And I feel like I've talked about it before. Like, I'm a Swiftie. Like,
You consider yourself a Swiftie?
Yeah. Like, I love Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I think that she deserves all the hype that she gets.
Okay. When did you start to become a Swiftie? I feel like we do need to start with our Taylor Swift backgrounds before we jump into the new album.
I feel like I've always liked her music, but the first album that I like absolutely loved was Red.
Okay.
So whatever year that was.
Yeah, I don't care about the year. I was just curious when you became a Swiftie.
But like now, like I like really keep up. I like kind of fell off for Evermore and Folklore. I didn't love those.
Me
Sorry
either.
If you like those. Just not my vibe. Like 1989 was, in my opinion, the last best album. And then Reputation was good. Would you like to share?
Sure. So I actually really enjoy country music. I mean, we're originally from Texas and I like country music. My first concert ever was Garth Brooks. So I loved OG Taylor. And I actually saw her perform at a benefit concert when the only album she had was her debut album. She did a ton of covers of other stuff because she didn't have enough content to fill a whole concert by herself with one album. I still loved her for a while, but then I definitely started to fall off as it got more like mainstream.
Yeah.
And it's not that I didn't like her, but I would not have considered myself a Swiftie at all. And then, yeah, Folklore and Evermore, I just, like, I couldn't.
Like, no,
I just, I fell off. I was like, I can't. Yeah. I really can't.
No, I definitely did too. And, like, something about me is, like, I changed my mind a lot.
You've said that exact sentence on the podcast before.
Well, like, there was a time, like, with Evermore and Folklore, I was like, yeah, no, like, Taylor Swift is not it anymore. And now, like, here I am, like.
You're allowed to change your mind, though.
Yeah. But I, like, love her. Like, this album has just been on repeat since it came out. Like, I don't even listen to my, like, spring playlist right now. It's just the Torture Poets Department.
Dang. Do you make a playlist for every season?
So, okay.
Sorry, slight tangent, but I feel like I need more
info
on that.
I'm not a huge music person.
Okay.
Which I think I talked about when we talked about music before. But, like, Sydney Wade will occasionally, like, make playlists for me.
Okay.
Because like I just like don't know what to listen to.
Fair.
But she does that. So she does like fall 23, you know, winter 23,
right.
And then like spring 24. So then I started doing that.
I love that idea and
yeah.
I kind of want to steal that. I feel like I've gotten in this habit of listening to your most played songs list on Spotify.
Because Spotify's amazing because also Spotify.
Yeah. Call us.
Like they like curate playlists for you.
Yeah.
And like, to be fair, like what I listen to is a huge range.
Oh, same.
But like, so sometimes like the Daylist playlists are so funny. Like, like right now it's Supernatural 2020's Thursday evening.
2020s.
But I've heard like the most like out of pocket things. Like, I think my friend Cassie like had, what did she have recently?
I didn't want to look mine up. Do y'all remember when Allie was trying to explain to me what out of pocket meant
on Tuesday? Cassie said make out mixtape Tuesday morning. Like, what?
Who's making out on a Tuesday morning? Wait, where do I find this again?
Okay, so like, it's your day list.
Yeah, but where is it? Okay, I can't find mine. It doesn't matter. Would you like to start?
Yes. Okay. I have my top three.
Before we jump into song specifics, okay. I guess you kind of already given your general feedback that you really like it.
Okay, so when I first listened to it, I was like, these all sound the same.
That is exactly how I feel.
Like, I was like, literally, these all sound the same. But then you keep listening over and over and over again. Like, there was times when, like, songs would play and I'd be like, okay, what is this one? I gotta look because I could not remember what it was.
Yes. I feel like if you are talking about the lyrics and not to be redundant, but the poetry of her songs, it's beautiful. The rhyming is amazing. The metaphors are amazing. It's incredible. But the actual music, to me, for the most part, sounds the same.
So yeah, I completely agree with you. I think there's a lot of them that do. I think there's a handful of them that
stand out. Yeah, I agree.
And there's a handful of them that, like, every day, like, a new one kind of stands out to me. Mm. Like, I've talked about how I go to Core Power all the time, but my Core Power instructors, like, did tortured poet, like, themed classes, and so, like, it was kind of easier to, like, differentiate, like, which songs they're playing.
And that makes sense. I think the other struggle I have is when to listen to music nowadays.
Oh, same.
And when there was a phase in my life where I was doing a lot more commuting, or I was doing a lot more, you know, driving or whatever, I feel like I listened to a lot more music when I would study or whatnot.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I don't as much. And so
I agree with that.
When I do want to listen to music, I need something a lot more upbeat.
Okay, so I agree. And that's why I, like, finally have, like, added the ones I like to my spring playlist, and now, like, I have, like,
moved on from just
But
okay, now if you would like to share your top three.
Okay. I actually think it would be kind of helpful. I'm not going to go through all 31 songs, but, like, I just want to, like, touch on a couple.
Okay.
So, like, the one featuring Post Malone, I don't think is good. Like, I think it's boring.
Yeah.
I'm, like, not obsessed with it. Like, if you didn't tell me Post Malone was in that, I would believe you.
Right. Yeah.
Other featured song, Florida. How do you feel about Florida?
Meh.
Florida, when I first listened to it, I was like, whoa, okay. Not sure if I like this, and now I, like, really like it. You, like, it's just kind of, I feel like with Taylor Swift, like, you have to just, like, re-listen to shit.
Her new stuff, yes. I don't feel that way. And today when we were at swim lessons, they play, like, Kids Bop in the locker room, but mine came on, like, it was the Kids Bop version,
yeah.
But I was, like, belting along, and
I love that song.
I do too, but I feel like I didn't have to listen to that one 100 times to love it. I liked it on the first go, and there's only one song on this whole album that I, like, will listen to again.
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay.
I have two that I like that I will
Do you want to say the two that you like, and then I'll talk about the ones for, like, the Swifties out there.
Yeah. And we cannot spend the whole episode talking about this, Allie. We have to move on at some point.
I know. Can I just tell them what happened?
Sure. So we realized that it stopped recording. So this next section, I basically am just going to repeat what I said to Allie. And so her reactions, spoiler alert, are actually not genuine. Okay, so, but I have to tell you how I feel.
Okay.
So the first song that I really like, and I like it not like I'm going to listen to it over and over again, but it makes me want to get back to the piano. So I actually played piano for, like, 15 years growing up. I took lessons till I was 18, but I have not played it really since. We have a keyboard, but I have not.
You should actually, though. That was genuine.
Sam, my husband, says that too. Like, he's like, get back to it. Like, play the keyboard. But this song makes me want to do that, and that's Love of My Life.
Okay. It's interesting because it's, like, that's not one of my favorites.
Okay, it's not one of your top three. Were you even going to mention it?
No.
Oh, okay, interesting. So it
didn't stand out to me.
Okay, wow. So I don't know if it's...
Is that, like, a trend?
I don't... That song?
It didn't stand out to me. Oh, it's like the Dance Moms Pyramid.
There's something about dance moms on my list, actually. So, anyway. Okay.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Period.
So it make Love of My Life makes me want to get the sheet music and like sit down and, yeah. and learn to play it on the keyboard. But it's not one that I'm gonna like listen to over and over again.
Yeah.
And then, as I'm sure everyone can expect, the one song that I do like want to listen to over and over again is I Can Do This. Is it wait, is it
I can do it with a broken heart.
Yeah. yeah.
That one's super popular. That's gonna be like the song of the album. I feel like Taylor Swift always has like
the song.
The song. But I also, no offense to Taylor Swift, not that she's watching this podcast, I feel like she also has a couple songs in every album that are like so bad. Like, I'm like, what was that even necessary to put on this album? Like, some of them.
So do you feel like they're just like filler songs?
I mean, in a way, like, okay, here's my hot take, right? Personally, I don't think she needed to release 31 songs.
No.
Like, I would have been fine with just like
the first however many.
Yeah. But there were a couple that were released that I was like, okay, those are some of my favorites. So I'll just say my favorites.
Okay.
But Daddy, I Love Him was the first one that stood out to me and that was my favorite right now.
Okay.
Love that one.
Yes.
I said, like, Love Story walked so Daddy, I Love Him could run. Like, that's how I feel. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
I do like that song. I like the premise of that song. I don't know.
I love that song.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then my third top three is, like, Taylor Swift songs are very relatable, yeah? But, like, I've never related to a song more in my life than The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Okay.
It unlocked a door in my brain mm-hmm. that I thought I sealed shut.
And that's the goal, right? Isn't that the goal of her music? I do think for me, and I've seen lots of, like, Instagram memes about this, right? Talking about, like, oh, me belting out the new Taylor Swift album even though I'm in, like, happily married relationship. And while I can appreciate her music, there isn't a level of relatability that don't relate to. Are you, like, let's be real. The songs I picked out were Love of My Life and, I mean, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. It's, like, poppy and catchy. Like, I, of course, right now in the phase I'm in, I'm not going to relate to, like, these super.
But it's also like very normal to like relate to it as a past
of
your like a past version of yourself, because like for me it's like I think there's a lot of songs on this album specifically that you can relate to in different levels. Like I think that like The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, like I look at that song in one lens, but I've also seen like posts and stuff of a completely different lens.
Sure.
Like, and same thing with like, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, people talk about, like, oh, it's, like, you were the person that, like, no one liked in the friend group. But I've also heard, like, oh, you were the person that, like, was walked all over in the relationship. Like, there's so many ways that you could, like.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Two more that stood out to me and one that I think we need to talk about. The Black Dog, I really mm-hmm. like. It's growing on me. It's giving, like, All Too Well vibes.
Yeah, that is one that I did, like. I'll tell you, when I listened to it the first time, I didn't have, like, I listened to it in the background, and I was on my computer. I was doing, like, a mindless work task.
Yeah.
And the ones that I clicked over to Spotify to look at the name, The Black Dog was one of them.
It has that little, you know, part of it that, like, goes up and beat a little bit,
yeah.
but not, like, to a point that's, like, the other ones.
Right. It's not, like, a
yeah.
boppy pop song.
And So High School, I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I love the line where she's like, are you gonna marry, kiss, or kill me?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. I feel like the lyrics and the poetry of it are beautiful, but like.
And I Look in People's Windows growing on me too, because that's also relatable. But I want to talk about the Kim K song.
So I don't
touch
feel,
on it at least.
I don't feel like I know enough about the situation to have an opinion.
So all I'm going to say about it is that, you know, I'm all for Taylor Swift, like, standing her ground, you know, whatever. She does say in the song that, like, there's not an obvious, like, dig at her, but it literally capitalized K-I and
yeah.
M in the name.
Yeah, yeah.
And the line that I didn't like was the one referring to her kid.
Oh.
She, like, said something like, your kid's going to come home singing a song that only we know, which is, like, fire, but also, like, it's not necessary,
yeah.
especially when Kim was not the main person that, like, caused the issue.
Right.
It was Kanye, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I found that very, like, unnecessary, but.
Very petty and, like, yeah.
But, I mean, I guess, whatever. Taylor Swift, like, I guess, deserve to, like, have a song like Kanye had for her, but, like, I think that attacking Kim was probably not the best way to go about it. But that's just my opinion.
But see, I do think there's stuff we don't know that did go
down
Kim that we don't know. And not we, like, I think there's stuff that we, you and I, don't know because we're just not that into, like, celebrity gossip. At least I'm not. But then I think there's also probably stuff from behind the scenes that we, the population, doesn't know,
right? No, 100%.
Yeah. So, okay, well, now that we have spent a lot of time talking about this.
Overall, I give it, like, it's giving 8 out of 10 for me.
Wow.
It's up there with Reputation 1989 for me. And Red.
Yeah, no. That's a no for me, but
I think it just, like, it's the same thing with Folklore and Evermore. I think, like, for me, like, those didn't hit, but I think for other people, like, they those did. Were, like, monumental albums for them.
Yeah. And,
like,
again, I think that goes to the phase you're at in your life.
I just really connect to this album.
Yeah, which is great. I love that for you, even if I don't.
I love it.
Okay, wait, I need to fill up my wine.
Okay, I have some exciting news.
Okay.
It's not that exciting. Like, don't get so excited. But it's not that exciting. I don't know why I'm, like, freaking out.
You're, like, building this up, and then watch, it's gonna be like, I got a new pair of shoes.
Well, I did get a new pair of shoes.
I know, you told me about it before we started recording.
I finished Iron Flame.
Yay!
Today.
Cheers!
Cheers
to that.
It was getting to the point where I was so tired going to bed. I was not able to finish, like, a chapter, and the chapters at the end are, like, 20 minutes each, and I was like, I just need to see this Oh, spoiler. Maybe you need to bleep that out. Actually, if you don't want to hear spoilers in the next, like, 3 minutes.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't, like, we don't
want to spoil anything. We don't need to talk too much about it. I'm excited to move on to something a little bit more lighthearted.
Yeah, and shorter.
Oh my god, I've been reading that book for so long. I don't know how you read it so fast.
Well, I was borrowing it from the library, and so I kind of had to finish it. And
so I ended up buying it because I
didn't get it in time.
Because Fourth Wing I downloaded when it was on our thing, and then, But I was like, okay, this book is a bajillion years long. Like, it's like five
finishing
books
it in one. Finishing it in 21 days was tough.
Yeah, and, like, I do have to admit, like, I agree that it was, like, a little bit boring at times. I do think that the one thing I disagree with that other people had said is, like, I know you had mentioned that you kind of wanted a new love interest. You were kind of bored of the same one.
Yes.
But I really like their relationship. So I've seen it, like, crash and then get better and then crash. Like, I kind of liked that. That kind of, like, got me, like,
I just felt like if we're going to have that long of a book, introduce a new one. It doesn't have to be.
They introduce a lot of shit.
New characters, yeah.
Over and over. Like, I mean, I can't even, I try to pick, you know when you're reading a book and you try to picture what's going on? Like, and sometimes I was like, what is going on right now? Like, you're like, are you, like, in a tunnel underground or are you, like, in an open field? Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
It gets a little chaotic, and I will say, so, and also big news, I finished A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Woo!
Finally. I started it for the third time, and I finally finished, and it kind of does the same thing at the end. So, I know people talk about all the time that the book starts really slowly, and it really does. Like, the first half.
I mean, both of the Fourth Wing books, like, really, like, and you know it's coming, basically the entire Iron Flame book. Like,
right, you're just waiting. You're waiting for it to happen. Yeah, and you are a little bit, too, with A Court of Thorns and Roses, but it is, it picks up at the end to almost the point of chaos, and there's so much going on, and you're like, okay, now I feel like you're trying to cram in an entire plot in the last, like, 20% of the book, and I am overwhelmed. Like, why couldn't we have just, like, shifted it down?
But there's just, like, so much information to, like, uphold, and, like, so many names, so many weird words, so many things.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't, what is your power, like, do you powers, do you, like, What's going on?
Yeah, there's a lot, but it's worth it.
It is worth it. It was really good, and I'm glad that I'm ready for
the new one.
The new one, and I'm ready for it to become a TV show. And
is it officially becoming a TV show?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I don't know. Okay. So
yay!
And the ending was like, oh man, but, like, you know, I kind of saw it coming. I mean, I didn't really see that specific thing coming, but, like,
there's no way you saw that coming.
Well, so now there's, like, a rumor that in the new book it's going to be all Zayden's perspective because of the way the last book ended.
Interesting.
which I would not be opposed to. I need to know what's going on in his head.
So I wish it was, like, I like the books where they pop perspectives.
I do too.
Yeah.
And a lot of Emily Henry books do that.
Yeah, she has a new book out that I know. People are raving about.
So that's next on my list, but it's not on Kindle Unlimited. So I'm not sure if I want to spend $13 on it, but I have heard it's really good. But see, like, my thing is, what we've talked about before is, like, Emily Henry hasn't, like, stood out to me
right.
as much as, like, Colleen Hoover did. And I know that's, like, so, like, oh, Colleen
Hot take.
Sucks. Like, I love Colleen Hoover books. I think they're great. I don't understand the hate. I think the hate is, like, the same thing with everything in this world. You hate things that everybody else likes.
I just think, honestly, let's equate Colleen Hoover to, like, current Taylor Swift. I think there are some absolute bangers. There are some out-of-the-park, amazing, amazing books. And then there are some that are, like, it's okay. It's good. I can see your talent, but it's not my favorite thing I've ever read or my favorite thing I've ever listened to.
Yeah, no,
and
I
some are going to relate more to some than others.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I agree. But yeah, some of Emily Henry's books have just been, like, hard for me to, like,
get through. Yeah, me too.
But you really liked Book Lovers, and I heard that, like, Book Lovers was kind of appeal to the older sister.
Oh, interesting.
I've seen that recently where it's, like, if you are the older sister, Book Lovers, like, is the book for you.
She is a big sister.
And Happy Place is more for, like, the, like...
The you?
The troubled Gen Z.
Well, I'm excited about the new one. I don't know anything about it. I just saw that people were posting about her having a new book out.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of things that are current.
Okay.
Moving away from books to when? TV. The new Bridgerton season is coming out.
When?
May 13th.
I told myself I was going to rewatch season 2 before the new one came out.
I just did. So when I was at Mom's, I watched it.
The whole thing.
Not the whole thing, because Mom hasn't finished it.
I remember guys started it here.
So I watched, like, up until, like, episode 5 with her, and then I just, like, watched the last episode, which obviously were the juicy episodes, so I was like, oh, yes, please. You need to watch the trailer after this, because it's Penn and Colin.
Well, I knew who the couple was going
to
be.
I'm, like, tempted to read the book.
Okay, so I tried to read the first one. It is, like, trashy romance novel. Like, the tiny, not romance like Colleen Hoover, Emily Henry. Like, tiny, trashy, like, in a good way. I mean, if you like those kinds of books, like, it's not a shame or shade. Like, the ones they sell at the airport that are small and thick, and it's, like, not mostly, but it is a lot of spicy stuff. It's not, like...
The show is fairly spicy.
It is. It is. But it is not, I don't want to say it's not well written, because I couldn't get through it because I don't like those kinds of books. Like, that's just not my vibe. Okay. Well, then try it. I couldn't get through the first one.
There are books that I read that are more intense than Fourth Wing.
It's not about intensity. It's about frequency. So, like, Fourth Wing and some of the Colleen Hoover books, they're spicy scenes, but they are...
Colleen Hoover's not that spicy.
Some of them are.
Like,
it's not like Fourth Wing.
I read that college, like hockey series, like...
So, again, it's not about intensity, it's about frequency. Like, the Bridgerton book is... It's a lot. So, it just depends on if that's what you want to read.
You know, I don't think so. I think I'm probably going to read Funny Story.
Is that the Emily Henry
book? Yeah, that's the new Emily Henry book, sorry. Like, I just... Or... There's some more books in that, like, original series that I was reading that I might, like, dabble into. So, as you know, me and Lincoln do not watch the same shows, really.
Well, we watch the same, like, I mean, we both love Gossip Girl.
Yeah, but, like...
Maybe that's it.
And to be fair, like, I wasn't into reality TV until, like a year ago. So, like, that's why I've gotten really into it. And I'm not going to touch on Vanderpump, although it's really boring this season and...
You've already said that.
In summer. I know, but, like, I did get feedback from someone that they did want me to keep up with my...
For real?
Yeah, but it was Sydney Bates as well.
That does not count.
I can tell you later, Sydney Wayne. The Morning Show.
Oh, yes.
With Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon. If you haven't heard of it, it's on Apple TV, and it's about, like...
So, here's the irony. It's about a morning TV show network, a la The Today Show. And the initial premise, but then it definitely explodes into more, is that their lead male anchor gets charged with sexual assault. We're not going to go into any of, like, the details on that, but that's the initial premise. Like, that's, like, episode 1. And the irony is that it is based on a book that was written in like the 80s and has nothing to do with Matt Lauer from the Today Show, who then had a very similar charge that popped up not too long ago. But yeah. it is intense.
So sometimes when I'm working, like I'll have like a show on in the background, and it's not a show that I can have on in the background because no. There is a lot going on. But anyway, so I started watching it, and both Bonnie and Lakin have seen it. So I was like
texting us.
Yeah, texting them. But I really, really like it. It's nice to like have a balance between my shows and like have something a little bit more drama.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is intense, but it is entertaining. So.
And I can't. I know you're on season two.
I'm on like season two, like mid season two.
Okay. I think season three. Have you gotten to COVID yet?
No, but like it's brewing.
Okay. See, that part is when it does get hard for me because I respected the shows that incorporated the pandemic into their storyline. Like I respect that. But at the same time, I don't necessarily want to be reminded of that. And yeah, I don't necessarily want my TV, like I kind of want my TV shows to be an escape from that. Like I really liked how Grey's did it, where they did a couple episodes. And yes, I still watch Grey's. They did a couple episodes that were COVID and then they pivoted away. But at the beginning of each episode, they said, by the way, the pandemic is not over. Go get your vaccine. But we are depicting a post-pandemic world in our TV show.
See, I like that because I kind of agree, like, because I was watching it and the beginning of season two, it kind of starts off with, like, the dead city, like, to show you, like, what it looked like. And I just was like, oh, like, is this how all of my TV shows are going to be?
Yeah.
Like, they're just going to, like, highlight this? Like, I'm not really about that. So I kind of agree with that.
And maybe we're far enough removed that you won't feel that way when you get to that part of the morning show. And it's not like it's the main thing. Like, there's more to the plot than that. But they act like they're in real life COVID.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it. But they get into some other current events that it gets a little intense. But
lovely. Can't wait.
But it is a really good show. Highly recommend. So, continuing the TV show a little bit. Did you watch the Dance Moms reunion?
Wait, I thought it comes out May 8th.
Oh, it hasn't come out yet?
No, did you think it came out?
Yeah, I thought it came out and I hadn't watched it yet because on my like Instagram feed, there's all of these like clips from it.
Wait, we need to watch it and then like
report back. Yeah, so some of them already came out.
Wait, some of them? Is it like multiple episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Why is JoJo Siwa on it?
Everybody was invited to be a part of it. And Maddie McKenzie declined and Nia declined.
Yeah, I saw Nia's like response.
Me too. That popped up. That's what sparked me writing this down. Because her response to why she decided not to join popped up on my Instagram feed. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize it came out. And so I just added it to the podcast list.
Yeah. We'll watch it and then report back next week about it.
Do I have time to watch it between now and next week? And also Bridgerton season two and...
Well, Bridgerton season two is until May 13th.
Bridgerton. Rewatch season two.
No, yeah. I got it. Bridgerton's so good. It's one of those shows that just like tickles my pink.
What?
Like...
Is that a phrase?
No, it just like... It's just a scratch, you know? Like, just like really does it for me.
Okay, Allie. Moving on. So, keeping with, like, it's a creepy smile that you have.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes I, like, smile and try not to yawn. And, like, I don't know if anyone's ever, like, noticed it, but, like, I'm literally, like, like, I look, like, crazy. Yeah. Because I'm, like, insecure about how much I yawn sometimes. But I'm not bored. I'm just, okay, tired.
It's 7:15.
Yeah.
So we didn't record last week because I was out of town and it was our peanuts.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Okay, I don't know how I'm gonna edit this whole section. Okay.
I don't think you should. I think you should just leave it all in.
Just leave all that shenanigans in.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. So last week, we went on our first trip with the peanuts. We went down to Texas. I'm not going to go into too much detail because the peanut. I am really trying to figure out the balance between sharing my experience as a mom and our lives, but being respectful of her life and her experience and who she is as a person, even though she is only 8 months old. And so even though the podcast is a little bit more unfiltered, I still am trying to be thoughtful of that. Yeah. So I'm not going to go into too much about like the travel, but we had a really nice trip and it was really nice to see lots of Sam's family and then have lots of his friends meet her for the first time was really, really fun. And she just, you know, was giving away smiles and it was really sweet. But what it sparked for me was a pet peeve of mine that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're on a plane and you land and then you get to the gate and they turn the seatbelt sign off.
And everybody stands up?
And everybody stands up. No, that's fine. Everybody stands up.
That's not fine. That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
That everybody stands up?
Like, literally calm down.
Sure. Like, we're not going anywhere quite yet. That's not what bothers me. What bothers me is when people from the back of the plane or people behind you try to cut and, like, get in front of you.
Yeah, no, that's my point. Is like, people, like, that are nowhere near.
Are standing in my aisle space.
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't mind if everyone stands up and you're standing in your aisle space, yeah. Right? And then maybe you're getting your bag down so you're ready to move quickly, whatever. I'm unbuckling us so that we're all ready to get off. But Sam goes, so we are sitting, Lila had the window, I was in the middle, and Sam was in the aisle. And so the seatbelt sign gets turned off, and Sam goes to unbuckle to go get our bag from the top so we can get off as quickly as possible. And somebody from behind us had come up and was standing like in the aisle in our space from like multiple rows back. And I normally when that happens, like I'm not like a person that like confronts people, strangers, like especially if I'm by myself, I'm not gonna say anything. But I had a baby that I wanted to get off that plane. No, that is, you cannot do that. Like it is one of my biggest pet peeves. Yeah.
So I think I've talked about this before. Like I am like low-key a Karen. Like when it comes to strangers specifically that are just like dicks, I don't have tolerance for that. And like, I've learned how to like be appropriate and like in certain situations because we do live in like a big city and I don't want to get myself in trouble, but like I have really bad road rage. And so like sometimes yes. Isn't great. I also get really frustrated when people who are literally in the field of customer service are rude and like literally get a different job. Like I don't have time to deal, like I've been in customer service and working in a customer facing job since I was 15. Like, I don't have time to deal with, like when you're having a bad day, like it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like when you're dealing with shit.
But it's one thing if you like have a connecting flight and you're trying to get off the plane so that you can make your connecting flight, fine. Our flight was early, so nobody was struggling to make a connecting flight. And you tell people, like, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm trying to get through. Right. Like, I have a connecting flight. No, these people were just, like, trying to get off the plane. And then, shocker, we were all waiting at baggage claim together, waiting for our bags to come out. And I was like, look, you didn't need to rush off the plane, because here we all are, waiting for our bags together. Like,
that's so annoying.
Was so annoying. But anyway, I realized when somebody asked me, like, what are your pet peeves? I can never think of what they are. But that one is...
Mine are just people that are annoying.
That's not a pet peeve.
No, it is. Like, people who are literally so annoying.
Okay, I mean, like, specific pet peeves. When people are like, what are your pet peeves? You gotta be specific. And then we had two comments from... One was a comment on last week's episode on YouTube, and then one was in my DMs. How do you two handle the hangovers? I'm close in age with Lakin, and I just can't do it anymore. I've been leaning more towards the... grass emoji instead because then I don't have to deal with the hangover. Do either of you partake in gardening? I love the use of the grass emoji and the gardening. So let's part one, let's talk about hangovers, and then part two can be grass emoji and gardening.
I do get hangovers. For me, it just like depends on what I drink. Like recently I've been drinking a lot of tequila, which is like my liquor of choice.
Okay.
If you don't want to get a hangover, I'm telling you, just, like, drink a tequila soda all night. Like, you are, I mean, knock on wood, like, will likely not get a super bad hangover because you're not eating, or, sorry, not drinking, like, a lot
the
of,
sugar.
Like, sugar. And then with, like, vodka's, like, very, like, vodka's, like, a carb, isn't it?
Well, it's made from potatoes, but I'm not sure I would call it a carb.
But vodka does make you, like, bloated and more likely to get a hangover.
Okay, so I personally don't find a difference between liquors. Like, I don't find that I have different hangovers between tequila, vodka, whiskey, whatever. It's what I'm mixing it with that mm-hmm. will impact my hangovers.
Totally.
And the more mixers I have, the more sugar I have, and wine gives me a worse hangover. Wine. So for me, there was a point in my like late 20s where I suddenly, also I feel like I need to add that our family has ridiculously high tolerances. Like, it is almost unfortunate sometimes. I think the amount, like you, me, mom, and Parker, in order to feel a buzz, like I have to
me less drink, now, but before, like, okay. Yeah,
I have to drink a pretty decent amount to get a buzz.
Agreed.
And it's been like that since, like, for as long as I can remember. Like, not, it's not just like a tolerance that we've built up. Mm. So there was a point in my late 20s where I knew at some point, like, I can have my desired level of buzz and not get hungover. And then at some point those lines crossed. And I basically know now that if I want to be buzzed, I'm likely going to feel it some way the next day. Even if it's not necessarily a flat out hangover, like, I'm going to feel not myself the yeah. next day. And I just try to be really thoughtful with, like, the food that I eat before, drinking a lot of water, and I typically will take some sort of Advil before bed when I know that I've had a decent amount to drink. And I just, like, I'm just aware of it. Like, I just know it's yeah, a situation.
I'm kind of the same way as I kind of plan ahead now. Yeah. So, like, if I have something the following day, like, I'm not going to be an idiot and, like, go out super late. Unless it's like I must go, aka the Disney thing.
Yeah, like, that was an exception to our rules, but
yeah, I just feel like I do, for me, just like take in consideration what I'm doing the next day, and then it ends up working out in my favor, because then I, like, in turn, like, for some reason you always get the most hungover when you don't want to be, and when you actually have something.
Yeah, that's true, and I also feel like it's not consistent.
Yeah, no, it completely depends on how hydrated you are and how much you have consumed that day and what you consumed. Yeah. Like, 100%. It's always going to be different.
Yeah, so I'm just also, yeah, I'm picky about it. Like, I'm not going to get to that state regularly, I guess, at this point.
I don't, I fear that state a little bit, so I don't.
The hungover state or, like, the super drunk state?
The super drunk state. Well, sure. And full transparency, as I've talked about this before, like, I'm on SSRIs. So, like, for those
who... I think you've said you're on meds. I don't think you've ever shared which meds.
Well, so, like, obviously, like, I'm on an anti-anxiety medication, antidepressant, whatever. Drinking on them is, like, you know, you're not really supposed to do it, but, like, you just have to be, like, more... My doctor's just, like, be conscious when you're drinking, right? Like, that's the honest truth. Because, like, if you're... I'm 23 living in Chicago, like, I'm not gonna
not sober, drink, yeah. You know?
But I kind of just, like, have a drink, and then I'm like, okay, like, how am I feeling?
Yeah.
And then that helps me determine, like, when I'm ready for my next drink. But there's been a couple times since starting them that it just goes 0 to 100, and I'm like, whoa.
That hit me hard.
That I just got so drunk, and it's a little foggy the next day.
Yeah. I also will say, back to your tequila soda comment, I'm at the point in my life that I will not drink just to get drunk. Like, I'm only going to drink stuff I like the taste of. And to me, like, I don't like, like, a vodka soda or tequila soda. Like, gross.
So I drink tequila soda when it is kind of the goal is to get drunk.
Sure. And at 23, I totally did that. But at 33, I do not.
But I will say, like, I just have really found that drinking the tequila sodas have just made me feel so much less bloated. And I can, like, last so much longer. Like, I feel like when sure. I'm drinking vodka sodas, I'm just like, blah. Or if I'm drinking, like, a seltzer, I'm just like, blah. Like, it's just not worth it.
Well, yeah. The seltzer.
Wine, I can drink for hours. I don't even care. I love wine.
Clearly.
The apple doesn't fall far.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Our tree also.
I was going to say to my mom's while they were, you know, doing whatever they're doing. What are they doing this time? Climbing mountains and
petting sea lions,
you know, the casual weekend activity. And she goes, only wine from the small fridge. I'm like, jeez, there's multiple fridges in this apartment. I mean, I knew there was, but, like, there's, like, three wine fridges.
There are four fridges total in that apartment. There's the large main food fridge.
Then there's two wine fridges and one just, like, alcohol fridge.
Yes. And then so there's a wet bar And the fridge, the small fridge in the wet bar is like beer, seltzers, and like mixers for alcohol. And then there's two wine fridges.
And I always like find something new when I'm there. Like, it's so fun. Like, I had my friends over before we like went out. And they were like, oh, like, no, it's fine. Like, I'll just get a vodka soda at the bar. And I'm like, don't even stress. Like, I got Tito's and Bonnie has
everything.
Soda water. Let's go. She's limes too. Like, this is, it's a full in-house bar.
It really is. We have everything
at
the bar, Bonnie's bar.
Yeah.
We should get her a sign that says Bonnie's bar.
Bonnie's bar.
Or BB's bar.
No. Bonnie's bar.
Okay, the second part of that question. So if you did not understand the innuendos, the grass emoji and the gardening were asking about weed. And we are not big weed people. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't like the devil's lettuce at all.
And nothing to anybody who does. It's not that at all. We do have members of our family who do prefer smoking to drinking. I don't like mixing them, and I just would rather have a drink. I don't know. It makes me tired.
I just like personally like didn't have a good experience.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it was an experience that was just like really scary, and I just never wanted to put myself in that position again. And for me, it's like just not something that like I would think to resort to.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people tell me, they're like, oh, it's great. And I'm like, no, I bet it is. But yeah.
And I've had some good experiences, and it's totally legal here. And there are times that if it's offered and it's the right vibe and the right situation, I will definitely say yes. But it's not something I will choose regularly. I would rather have a glass of wine.
Yeah. I realistically will never say yes. I'm too much of a flight or fight person that I just, any feeling I'm not used to, I just get freaked out. So I'm just not.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like if you had a better experience, like if you did smoke one time and had a good experience, that you might feel differently.
And I had, like, before what happened, like, I did have, like, previous experiences where I was fine.
But it definitely is a good option, an alternative, if you don't want to be hungover, or you don't, I was going to say if you don't want the calories, but for a lot of people, it spikes your appetite. I won't throw any of our family members under the bus, but one of them tends to eat a lot once they get high. So it definitely offsets, like, the calories I would have had from one.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. I have some other things on my list, but frankly, they're not time sensitive, and we have already been chatting for a while.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's anything else. Wait, that's not true.
Yeah, somebody, is there one question?
Yeah, there is one more. Sorry, you're right. Somebody sent me a DM. I have a question. Is Allie a planner girl, and did you inspire her in any way to do goal setting / paper planning? Does she have any favorite shots?
We've definitely talked about this before.
I don't remember what episode we talked about it, but I mean, I started paper planning. Well, I've been paper planning for as long as I can remember. But when I really started to get into it, like when I started my Instagram, let's call it, I was probably 25. And actually, it was probably before that.
Like I've said before, like my goal in life was to be like Lakin. Like that.
Right, I was just trying to get a timeline of how old we were. Maybe we were 15 and 24 or something. And I bought you an Erin Condren.
Yeah, and it was like such a monumental moment for me. And I did paper plan for a long time. It was really hard for me to like be consistent about it just because like I was in high school and like it wasn't like super realistic.
So then I feel like in the last, I don't know, we both had a phase that we were both planning with stickers and all the stuff. And then,
and for me, it also wasn't realistic in the fact that I couldn't like buy myself this stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it was like my hand-me-downs.
Yeah. It was, she would for Christmas, like just get me like a binder of like all these stickers. And I still have one of them, and it's like an orange floral binder. And on the inside it has a sticky note that says, I know I'm the best sister ever. And it's all, and I still have so many of them.
Look, you can see all my sticker binders that I have.
No, but like, I should show you because there's, oh my God, there's so many. I mean, it was so much fun. I used to explain it to my friends, like, it's basically an adult sticker book. Like, I don't really know how else to.
Yeah.
Oh my my god, but it was so much fun. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed doing it, but it was just like
not sustainable.
It's just not realistic for life.
Yeah. And I stopped planning with stickers too a handful of years ago. And if you follow my YouTube channel, I do still do plan with me videos where I'm not using stickers. I'm just using highlighters and pens. And you still have a paper planner.
Yeah, so
well, not still, but like you have one that you're using for this year.
Yeah, so I've basically resorted only, I only do paper planners. So that was the other thing is I bought an iPad like a year ago. Because I thought that I would be like an iPad girly with the pen and like do all of the planning on my iPad. And then I was like, no, like I'm a paper and pen type person. Like I knew this wasn't for me. So not a super regrettable purchase. Not my favorite purchase, a big purchase I've ever made. But I do, yeah, have a big planner that I...
Yeah, so she has this planner that a friend of mine was influenced by like an Instagram ad to... like try out one of those, like, you know, I don't know. It's a daily planner and she got
the brand too. Daily.
Oh, that's what it's called.
D-A-I-L-E. Daily.
Okay. So my friend got two, one for her and one for me, and was like, if you don't want it, like I won't be offended at all. And I loved flipping through it and looking through it. I could not, the paper quality on that thing is just not it for me. I need a thicker piece of paper.
Yeah, I mean, my, like, coworkers make fun of me because it's so thick. And
It's so thick.
It, like, weighs down my entire work bag. And I feel like now, like, I'm pretty organized consistently on my computer, so it's not, like... And I use Google Calendar, like, religiously for, like, all my tasks and, like, my scheduling and stuff. There's not a huge need for it. I use mostly the monthly stuff to kind of see everything at a glance.
Okay.
And then occasionally, like, every other week or so, like, I'll be like, okay. And I, like, put everything in there. But I'm not as consistent with it as I used to be. Like, in college, I was so consistent with my paper planners, but...
What kind of planner did you use in college?
Just, like, you know, something from...
Target.
Yeah.
Which Target now has so many great options, because they've done collabs with
something
so many people.
Change my mind every 4 seconds. I would, like, have a planner for, like... you know, 3 months. I mean, yeah.
You and everybody else who likes paper planners. We all change our mind every 2 seconds.
And, like, just gets a new planner. Like, something about a new planner, you guys, like, oh.
Changes your life.
It just, like, it hit, like, itches a scratch. Tickles my pink.
Tickles my pink is not a phrase.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it?
I feel like we have exhausted our time today in our matching blue sweatshirt.
This is our thumbnail.
All right.
Sometimes, like, I feel like we genuinely forget it's a podcast because I've, like, listened to us before and I'm like, oh, we're just fucking laughing. Like, like looking at ourselves in the camera. Like, genuinely. Like, I feel like I'll say it once. I've said it before. Like, you guys need to watch this on YouTube. Like, it's so much funnier. Like, we just look at each other like, what the fuck did you just say?
Let us know how you feel on the new. We angled the chairs towards each other. I will say, though, it does make this blank white wall look ridiculous.
But also, it's so much easier to look at you.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm not, like...
Yeah. But we need to fill this wall, because it looks awkward. Okay. We need to be done. If you are on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe if you haven't already. If you are listening on a podcast platform, we would really appreciate a 5-star review. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.